back, Long Island. You're listening to DDI on Autism on 103.9 FM, keeping an eye on autism and giving a voice to its Long Island community. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Romas. Continue my conversation this morning with Miguel and Ileana Figueroa. And the subject has been all about Toy Quest 101, the importance of representation of children who are on the spectrum in media, and how a connection with pop culture can foster this. And that's really just where we left off. And you guys were starting to tell me a little bit about how Toy Quest is able to affect that. So let's dive a little bit deeper and find out exactly what is it about Toy Quest that connects with pop culture and gives a platform to children on the spectrum.
Yeah, so like mentioned before, we love pop culture because we feel like there's a lot of kids out there, especially kids, but everybody in general, but that could relate to some of the superheroes in the comic book world. Like I mentioned before, Daredevil's blind, Professor Xavier's in a wheelchair. They have a lot of representation for a lot of kids that are could be potentially in the same situation. And we don't really see that on mainstream media as much, you know, TV shows or movies or anything like that. So we love the pop culture idea because we could relate. I know as a kid, I related to it, especially with Spider-Man and some of the X-Men, especially with the things that are going on in the world now. A lot of kids could relate to the comic books because that was going on in the comic books a lot, when they first started in the movies and the cartoons. So we really love the pop culture aspect of it. And I feel like it's a great way to kind of show these kids that, hey, you know, there's other, there's superheroes out there that might be potentially going through the same thing. You're not alone. So, and then having Ileana on the show, being the force behind the show, representing kids with autism, you know, having her own YouTube and her own platform and being able to review these toys and talk to these celebrities, hopefully could give them a source of inspiration because, like I said before, she does feel like a superhero in a sense where she's inspiring these kids.
Well, you know, I agree with you completely, guys. I think it's very important that there be that representation. And I'm thinking, too, of you, Ileana, how just the fact that you're participating in this and have been such a force for this effort, that it does make create kind of a role model but a connection for children who may be struggling, may not be confident. Are you finding, Ileana, that being part of this, does it make you feel a little more confident and do you enjoy it? And you know, what is it about it that I think you like? What is it about this that you're enjoying?
I really enjoy making people happy and put their smile on their faces and inspire other kids that they could do it all the time and they will keep moving forward.
Yeah, I think it's a great message and such a nice thing to be proud of and to be a part of. And I know that's exactly what you're doing. And you know, when your dad said, and we just touched upon it in the earlier segment, that, you know, you can sometimes feel like a superhero. I love hearing that because I think people should feel powerful in a good way in their own life. Have you found that being part of Toy Quest 101 has helped with your confidence?
Yeah, I always think about that all the time.
And maybe that was one of the reasons, Miguel, that you guys got involved, was to kind of find that voice and that confidence.
Yeah. So, obviously as a father, right, Toy Quest 101 has been a platform for me and my daughter to bond over certain things. But it also given me the platform to show her that there's things going on outside of our bubble that she could inspire other people to, do some of the things that they necessarily didn't think that they could do. So Ileana's learning about obviously other things. She's trying to help as much as she can. You touched on the Point of Light Award earlier. You know, that's a big accomplishment for us. For those who don't know, that has to do with volunteerism and charity and stuff like that. So Ileana's constantly going out, helping other kids. We help the Boys and Girls Clubs all the time. During the holidays last year, we gave over 160 toys out to different families.
Wow.
And so Ileana's always constantly trying to, empower herself to try to inspire other kids and that's what really Toy Quest is 101 is all about.
I just think that's wonderful. And I think that, you know, part of your success, and I'm going to suggest that part of really feeling good about yourself and feeling that personal power is grounded in what you're being able to do for a lot of other people. My understanding is that the awards you receive, in addition to the really creative effort that you're involved with right now, also has to do with just what you're talking about, that volunteerism, like the toy donations, the money donations. I think all of that gets appreciated. I'm going to guess that's part of what's being flagged in some of those awards. So that's what's being honored.
Yeah, for sure. It's funny you said that because, you know, we've actually been motivational speakers or even at schools or even for career day. And a lot of kids don't expect, you know, another kid with autism to be, you know, this famous YouTuber to come on, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh my goodness. And they look at her like, you know, she's super famous and stuff. So even the kids outside of the spectrum looking in are really looking at what Ileana's doing and just being inspired themselves to do things and look at autism in a different way. Right. Because, you know, when you're young and you know, you're not really educated on what autism is and stuff, sometimes it could be looked at as a negative thing. So we try to obviously turn that around and let them know that, you know, it's just a different way of looking at life. But Ileana has certainly done a great job, like I said, you know, volunteering, helping, you know, being a motivational speaker in schools. And that's a hard step, right? You know, getting in front of a camera, getting in front of a celebrity, now getting in front of a whole entire audience. And she's been able to do that. Gradually getting better at it. I mean, as a father, I'm super proud. I couldn't be more proud than I am today.
Well, I can only imagine, and for good reason. You know, I would say to you, Ileana, and maybe you guys know this, but one of the most difficult tasks for people, a very common fear is public speaking. I mean, it's a very, very, probably the most common fear. And the fact that you've been able to kind of tackle that and really you do that kind of head on. Do you find that you're getting more secure when you're speaking publicly? What's that like for you?
At first, I was shy, like always at the beginning. But if you keep going and doing something and you talk a lot and a lot, you would get used to it. And that's how I do it right now, because I'm used to talking a lot.
Yeah, that, you know, that's important, because like I said, this is one of the things that she struggled with, you know, growing up with autism. She wasn't really speaking a lot. She spoke at a very late age. You know, it wasn't like the normal age that she started speaking. So this is very important, not only for her development, but now she's, you know, at times I'm the one nervous now. Before, she was nervous and I was trying to calm her down. But now when we get these big videos, she's like, Dad, don't worry about it. You got it. And I'm like, you know, the tables have turned, right?
I'd like my listeners to know that I see a huge smile on your face, Ileana, and something that I think a lot of us can absolutely, truly, absolutely relate to. And I think whether a person's on the spectrum or not, that's usually a hurdle to get really comfortable in front of people and to speak easily and without anxiety. So I think that's the fact that you would go. And also, I would just add that, you know, in general, for people to go to that area that's difficult, to go to that challenge, the thing that, whatever that would be, that's always something that I think deserves some recognition, because it's not natural to go to the thing that's hard, is it? And then just keep going back there and back there. But look at the return that you're getting by doing that. And another Ileana question that I really would like to ask you is that, you know, I know you've been involved with a lot of that volunteer work and the toy effort, the toy donation. Do you actually deliver the toys, or what? Or are you packing them, or what are you doing?
And like, at Christmas, we used to deliver toys at Sabato School for the kids who were like poor and didn't have that much. And we saw like children on their faces, including parents' faces, and they seemed really happy about it.
That's such good work. And I will say that this year, especially, you know, as we know, due to the pandemic, there was a real shortage of volunteerism and sadly, a real shortage of Christmas gifts and seasonal toys for kids. I mean, it was just a big, big vacuum. And to the extent that people like yourselves, children like yourself and me and all adults like me and Miguel, to really take that time and try to fill some of that void is such a great a great use of your time, and again, a great use of your platform, which you keep promoting. I just love that. So, you know, look at this. I told you this would go way too quickly. So, what I'd love to do is bring you back. But before we go, how do people contact you?
Yeah. So, again, why don't you tell them where they can find us?
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.
And then always subscribe to our YouTube channel, ToyQuest 101. Everything's under ToyQuest 101. We're very active, so we have a lot of parents who message us. If there's any viewers or listeners out there that have any questions or want to engage with us, feel free to hit us up, you know, DM, message, email, anything you guys would like, and we'll definitely answer them, any questions you might have. We're here to help and support and, you know, hopefully inspire those who are listening.
Well, thank you guys so much. You know, I'm going to bring you back.
All right, yeah, let us know. We'll be glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.